ओम हरि ही ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ही ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खण्डः। वि जस्ट् स्टार्टेड् दि सेकेण्ड् सेक्शन् आफ् केनोपनिषद्। द टीचर् has already made it very clear, the Brahman is something which is distinct from the known and the unknown. It is distinct from the known effect and the unknown cause. It is distinct from the rejectable effect and the preferable, the cause which can be, which is accepted, acceptable as a means of producing something, which means it is distinct from cause and effect. It is distinct from known and the unknown. It means Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. Brahman is neither the known nor the unknown. It is other than the object. The cause also is object of knowledge. Effect also is object of knowledge. Cause and effect, both are objects of knowledge. The known and the unknown also are knowables. Whereas Brahman is the unknowable. The unknowable is the knower, the subject of knowledge. The subject can never become the object of knowledge. The subject of knowledge is the knower, is Brahma. He says, knower is Brahma, Brahman is not the knower. So Brahman is distinct from subject and object also. But Brahman is arrived at as the Swarupam of the subject. There's only way, there's no other way of arriving at Brahman. We have to distinguish the knower from the known. That's what Drishya Vivekaha. So discerning the knower from the known, leaving aside the known as non-reality, abrahma, if you search for the knower, who the knower is, and then you have to arrive at Brahman as the truth of the knower. When I say truth of the knower, what does it mean? We say illuminator is light, then the truth of the illuminator is light. You'll understand illuminator is only a word, a temporary qualification given to the light. Light alone is meant by the word illuminator because without the light, illuminator cannot be. So illuminate, it is said, when you say illuminator is light, what it means is there is no illuminator other than the light, without the light. If there's no light, there won't be illuminator. Which means illuminator and the light are the one and the same. Illuminator is a qualification given to the light from the standpoint of the illumined thing. Here also, when you say the knower is Brahma, knower and here Brahman are one and the same. They are two things. So knower is the temporary qualification given to Brahmatma. What is that knower? You understand, analyzing the three states of experience also, the knower is, you have to definitely understand knower obtaining in the waking state, knower obtaining in the dream state, The same nor obtaining in a deep sleep state also, because that is how the mind is the three states of experience. Mind is three states of mind or three states of experience, that knower distinct from the known state of mind, because the state of mind is also object of thought, knowledge. That knower is formless, abstract, subtlest. There is something. That is why inexplicable we say. But why knower? Why the title knower? Because knows. Janati iti jnanam. It knows. And then why does it know? Swarupam. Knowing it is Swarupam. Yesterday in Atma Bodhatas I was saying, they said, beautifully Shankaracharya says there, just as effulgence is Swarupam of the sun, inseparable nature of the sun, heat is the inseparable nature of the fire. Here, knowing is the Satchit, the Chit, the consciousness is, being conscious is the inseparable nature of the reality, Atma. So because of its nature of knowing, it knows. So knowing is not an action. But there is, and that knower is Brahma, the subject which is other than the known and the unknown object, is Atma, what the teacher already explained very clearly in the first chapter, the first khanda. And that, other than that consciousness implied by the term Brahmatma, anything which is worshipped is not Brahman. Brahman is not anything that is worshipped as an object. It was made very clear. Now, as we saw already, the teacher really wanted to make sure whether the student has understood it correctly or not. So even the student thinks that he knows Brahman, then for him, Brahman is still an object only. If a person sees Brahman as an object, then his understanding is not correct. Therefore, here, the teacher is going to test the student. It is specifically for testing the understanding of the student. So we saw the introductory bhashyam already. Let us go to the mantra straight away. Mantra already once read, but still this is a very important mantra. I'm reading it again. In the last bit of the bhashyam, Sushtu Veda Aham Brahma Iti Pratipatihi Mithya. See the last sentence. Before the mantra, is the last sentence of the bhashyam. Sushtu Veda Aham Brahma Iti Pratipatihi. This understanding that I know Brahman rightly, I know Brahman well, is false understanding. Mithya Eva. Incorrect understanding. Tasmat Yuktameva. Yuktameva aha acharyaha. Therefore, the teacher said what is appropriate. So what does the teacher say? So the teacher is going to say, the mantra is given here. Yadi manyase suvedeti. Very important mantra. That is why I am repeating the mantra. Yadi manyase suvedeti daharamevapi nunam. Yadi manyase suvedeti daharamevapi nunam. First sentence. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam yadasyatvam yadasyacha deveshu. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam. Because these mantras are not like Taittiriya Upanishad mantras, where you can have beautiful swaras, you can learn correctly. Sentences are not clear, that's why you have to learn to chant correctly. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam yadasyatvam yadasyacha deveshu. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam yadasyatvam yadasyacha deveshu. Athanu mimamsameva. Athanu மீமாம்சமேவதே அண்டில் தே கட்டுக்கம் அத்தனு மீமாம்சமேவதே. ஓகே, அண்டில் தென் the center, it is the statement of the teacher. Then manye viditam, this is student's answer, understand? Manye viditam is said by the student. The teacher asks, what does he say? Yadi manyase suveda iti, if you think you know Brahman well, then noonam definitely daharameva api daharameva, then you know Brahman, either you do not know Brahman or you know Brahman little, very little. Okay, very little means what? You know the inferior Brahman, Sagunam Brahma, not, so Daharam means little, inferior. You can say you do not know Brahman, then you know the inferior Brahman. You do not know Brahman. Understand? You know very little of Brahman. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Yadi manyase suveda iti, if you think you know Brahman, then you know, definitely, you know only very little of Brahman. You know only inferior Brahman. Actually, you do not know what exactly Brahman is. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Tvam vetha brahmanaha rupam yad asya. So, yad brahmanaha asya brahmanaha rupam tvam vetha. You have to take it that way. அஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹா ரூபம் யத் ரூபம் அஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹா யத் ரூபம் த்வம் வேத்த. சோ திஸ் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் விச் யூ நோ, ஓகே, விச் அப்டைன்ஸ் இன் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ், யத் அஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹா ரூபம் தேவேஷு. And the Brahman which you know, obtaining in Devas. Atha. No, Mimamsameva. Mimamsamevate. So then, Mimamsamevate. So that Brahman, from of which you know, obtaining in human beings, obtaining in the God, and also, the Devas. There is only one Brahman. The two words are there. Asya Brahmanaha Rupam. Yade Asya Brahmanaha Rupam Tvam Vetha. That form of Brahman which you know. Which Brahman? The Brahman obtaining in all the beings. That's implied here. That Brahman obtaining in also Devas. Because the truth of all the beings is one and the same. So Brahman is the only reality of all the beings, including all beings means beings of even higher lokas. Therefore he says, Asya Brahmanaha Yad Rupam Tvam Vetha. The form of Brahman obtaining, the form of Brahman which you know, the Brahman which obtains in all the beings, Brahman which obtains in the Devas, the form of Brahman which you know, he definitely has to be inquired into. Mimamsameva. Te means what? Your understanding of that Brahman obtaining in all the beings, obtaining in Devas, has to be inquired into. Which means what? Enquiry has to continue. Because you have not yet arrived at it. Enquiry should be continued until you arrive at exactly what Brahman is. So, Mimamsameva means it should be enquired into, should be analyzed. Then the student says what? He does not give the direct answer. Very intelligent student. What is his answer? He did not say, Aham Brahmano, Aham Janami, Aham Suveda. He did not say. He did not say, I did not know also. He wanted to make the teacher understand that he knows Brahman, but for him, Brahman is not an object. Swarupavti is subject only. So he did not say, Brahman is known, I know Brahman. Nor did he say, I do not know Brahman. He gave a passive voice answer. Manye viditam, sir. I think Brahman is known. Very clever answer. I think Brahman is known. Manye viditam. Manye with two words are the student's words, okay? The answer, we have to separate it. Manye viditam. I think, sir, Brahman is known to me. Known. Stop. To me, nothing. It is. Brahman is known. Implied. Okay, Brahman is known to me is implied. The passive voice answer is given. He makes the Brahman object, okay? But answer is passive voice answer. Brahman is known to me. So, Brahman is known to me. Okay, this is the literal meaning of the mantra. Now, Bhagavad Pada, his commentary is going to make it, make this mantra understood better. Okay? Okay. Why such, again, why does such student teachers say that? So, Bhagavan Shankar Bhagavad Pada explains. Let us see the mantra, the commentary here. Yadi. Have you got the meaning of the first mantra? Okay. Yadi kadachit suveda iti manyase. If at all ever you think that you know Brahman. Yadi kadachit. If at all ever. Suveda iti manyase. If you think you know Brahman very well, Suveda means what? Sushtuveda aham. Aham Brahma Sushtuveda iti manyase. If you think that you know Brahman very well, kadachit, okay, then definitely you do not. That's the meaning of sentence he, Bhagavad Pada explains. Kadachid, kadachit, yathashrutam, durvigneyamapi, kshinadoshaha, sumedhaha, kaschit, pratipadyate. See, sometimes, exactly as unfolded by the teacher, yathashrutam, yathashrutam means exactly as heard. As heard, exactly, what exactly has been heard, as heard from the teacher, yathashrutam, durvigneyam api, even though Brahman is not, even though it's difficult to understand Brahman, even though Brahman is something which can be understood very, not, cannot, can be understood with, cannot be understood easily, durvigneyam, api, durvigneyam api, even though Brahman cannot be understood easily, kaschit patipadyate, an intelligent student understands, yathash, as exactly heard from the teacher, someone student understands. And who is that student? Sumedhaha, a student who is of sharp intellect, sharp power of intellection. Kshina doshaha, who is basically adequately, kshina doshaha is the one who is free from blemishes, free from impurities. So who is not disturbed by the mental impurities. The pure minded person who is not disturbed by the restlessness. Such a person is kshina doshaha. The person who is free from blemishes, the impurities, and also who is of intellectual sharp, the good power of intellection, that person understands Brahman. Someone understands, even though Brahman cannot be understood easily. Durvigneyamapi, a person, sumedhaha kshinadoshaha kaschita pratipadyate. The two words are adjectives describing intelligent person. Kshinadoshaha sumedhaha kaschita. Who is the person? Someone student who is sumedhaha, who is kshinadoshaha, pratipadyate, he understands, though Brahman is cannot be understood easily, exactly as it was heard, as it was unfolded by the student, exactly heard from the student, teacher, yathashrutam. Kaschit na, whereas some other student does not understand. Kaschit na pratipadyate. So all the students do not understand equally well. Therefore, Sashankam aha, with this doubt, some one student understands, some one student does not understand. With this doubt, the teacher, present teacher said this. If you think you know, you do not know Brahman, you know very little of Brahman, and that form of Brahman, that form of Brahman obtaining in all the beings, obtaining in the devas, which you know, you think then that your understanding has to be analyzed. Understanding has to be inquired into. This is what the teacher said. Why? Because of the doubt. One understands, one does not understand. Now, after this, Bhagavad Pada is presenting a quote from Chandogya Upanishad. I have to tell you this. In fact, it's a story. I have to tell you this. If we read the first sentence, the mantra sentence, then it will tell the story. Dushtam cha. If this fact has been understood, which fact? Some students understand, some students don't understand. In fact, Acharya is going to say later on, some students have the right understanding, exact understanding. Some students diagonally opposite understanding, misunderstanding. Some students have wrong understanding. Some students do not understand at all. Students are of four types. He's going to say it later on. Therefore, and this fact, this is explained through a story from Chandogya Upanishad. He's not going to present the whole story. Let me only one sentence he gives. Drishtam cha, this fact has been understood from the Chandogya Upanishad instance. Ya eshokshini purushaha drishyate sa atma iti ha uvacha. Etad amrutam abhayam, etad brahma. Sentence is from Chandogya Upanishad. And here, who is saying what? Here, Prajapatihi, who is known as Brahma, is the teacher. And who are the students? The two students. Not mentioned here. The name of one student is Virochanaha. Virochanaha is actually the leader of Asuras. The leader of Asuras is Virochanaha. The leader of Devas is Indraha. So Asura's leader and Devas' leader. The king of Asuras, king of Devas. Indraha, Virochanaha. Virochanaha, the lord of Asuras. Indraha, the lord of Devas. They both went to Brahmaji. This here, Prajapati Brahma. And Prajapati Brahma said this. யஹ ஏஷஹ அக்ஷினி புருஷஹ த்ருஷ்யதே ஏஷஹ ஆத்மா. தட் பர்சன் அப்டைனிங் இன் திஸ் ஐ அக்ஷினி யஹ புருஷஹ ஏஷஹ புருஷஹ அக்ஷினி த்ருஷ்யதே. தட் பர்சன் ஹூ சீன் இன் திஸ் ஐ is Atma. The person who is seen in this Atma, in this I is Atma. Iti ha uvacha. Then having said that, he said, that Atma is what? Etad amritam abhayam etad brahma. This immortal source of fearlessness. Amritam abhayam brahma. The brahmatma is that. This person who is seen in this I is Atma. And that Atma is immortal Brahman, the source of fearlessness. Yaha yeshaha akshini purushaha drishyate yeshaha Atma. Itiha uvacha yetad amrutam abhayam. Yetad amrutam abhayam brahma. Yetad amrutam abhayam yetad brahma. The word yetad is repeated. This is Brahman. This is the source of fearlessness. This is the immortal reality, Brahman. Teaching is over. Then what happened? Let me tell you before I go to that. Okay. When he said what Brahma meant was, the one who is seen in the eye is Atma, means the seer is Brahma. Seer is Atma. The seer is Atma. One who is seen in this eye as a seer is Atma. One who obtains in this I as a seer is Atma. But what happens? Virochana and Indra, both of them thought the object of sight is Brahma. Okay, this is the problem. They literally took it. The one who obtained the see I is Atma. Therefore, they took the. They went and told, oh, we understood Brahman. But Brahmaji knew, they did not understand. Then he told them, okay, one day he told them to go and see, because they mistook the very body itself for Atma. The seen is Atma for them. Therefore, they went and they mistook the body for the Atma. Therefore, Brahmaji said, okay, you both of you go and see your reflection in the water. And without any, you know, embellishments, any decorations, without any ornamentation, they went and saw their face, a reflection in the water. Then he told them, okay, now you dress up well, nicely, okay, nicely dressed, and go and see your reflection. And then again, after having dressed themselves nicely and then with all ornamentation, embellishments, they went and saw their body. And they came back and said, we exactly saw how we look in the water. We saw exactly how we look. The reflection was exactly how we look here in the mirror. And Virochana thought, okay, body is this Atma. Virochana came back, did not even wait for the teacher to correct him. You know, he thought he knew. Some people are like that. They know, don't need to, you know. And then he left. He went back. The strong thing, I came to Brahmaji, I understood Brahman, I'm going back. So he went away. Virochana had gone away. Indra also went away, but Indra knew something was wrong. So he came back. Indra came back to Brahmaji. Indra came back and Lord Brahma asked him to live a life of tapas for 32 years. So Indra went back, lived tapas for 32 years and he came back. Again, Brahma asked him to go back for another 32 years. He went back. So 64 years gone. And the third time he came, he told him to go back again for 32 years. So 96 years gone. And then when he came back, 5 years he sent him to Gurukulam. So 3 years course is not enough, okay? He was sent to Gurukulam for 5 years. So all the whole, totally 101 years. Afterwards, when he came back and Brahma taught him, he understood. Means why? The reason is Brahma himself taught, great teacher, first and the foremost of the teachers, lineage of the teachers. Brahma himself taught, still Virochana misunderstood. Wrong understanding. Could understand correctly once. Which means there was no preparedness, isn't it? There was no preparedness in the form of sadhana chatushtya sampatthi. There's no viveka vairagyam. There's no mumukshutvam. There's no sensitive dhammaha, shamaha. Then, no, without preparedness, it's not possible to understand. That's the idea. Therefore, he says here, now let me come back to this class now. The whole story, Bhagavad Pada does not present. He says, only this much. He says, Yaha yeshaha akshini purushe purushaha Yaha purushaha yeshaha purushaha akshini drishyate. That person obtaining in this I is this Atma. Ha uvacha. Yetad amrutam abhayam yetad brahma. He says, ityukte prajapatyaha. See, prajapatyaha means what? Son of Brahma. See, all the sons of Brahma only. Prajapatyaha means son of Brahma, prajapati. Panditaha api. He was not being leader of the asuras. He was a scholar, no? He was not an ordinary person. He was not an illiterate person. Panditaha api. Panditaha api. Asurarat virochanaha. Asurarat virochanaha. The king of asuras. Asuranam raja. So, asurarat. Rat means king. Asurarat virochanaha. Virochanaha, the king of asuras. Panditaha api, though he was a learned scholar, being a son of Prajapati Brahma himself. Prajapatyaha panditaha api asurarat virochanaha. What happened for him, virochanaha? Swabhava dosha vashat. Swabhava dosha vashat. Due to the defects, natural defects, natural limitations of mind, one's behavior, one's character, everything, okay? Due to the natural defects of mind, etc., limitations of mind, etc. Swabhava dosha vashat. Anupadyamanam api. Without understanding also. Viparitam artham. Shariram atma iti pratipannaha. He, without understanding, what did he do? He had the wrong understanding. Viparitam artham. He had wrong understanding that body is Atma. Shariram Atma. శరీరం ఆత్మా, బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆత్మా ఇది విపరీతమర్థం ప్రతిపన్న. బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆత్మా, దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ దిస్ రాంగ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ అండ్ రాంగ్ మీనింగ్ రాంగ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద టీచింగ్ దిస్ హౌ ది అండర్స్టూడ్ విపరీతమర్థం ప్రతిపన్న మీన్స్ ఈ గోట్ ఎ రాంగ్ మెసేజ్ రైట్ టీచింగ్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ రాంగ్లీ దట్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ది ఆత్మ వై స్వభావ దోష వశాత్ అండర్స్టాండ్ నౌ స్వభావ దోష వశాత్ దట్స్ వై ప్రిపేర్డ్నెస్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మెంటల్ ప్రిపేర్డ్నెస్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ స్వభావ దోషవశాత్ అనుపద్యమానమపి వితౌట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆల్సో హీ థాట్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ విపరీతమర్థం రాంగ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ శరీరమాత్మా ఇది ప్రతిపన్న హీ థాట్ బాడీ వాస్ ఆత్మ తథా ద సేమ్ వే ఇంద్రః దేవరాట్ Indraha Devarat, not Asurarat. The king of Devas, Indra, but he was not satisfied somehow. Though he went away once, but he came back. Sakrut, once he came back. Then Dvihi, second time he came back. Trihi, third time he came back. Sakrut Uktam, Dvihi Uktam. త్రిహి ఉక్తం చ అప్రద్యమానః అప్రతిపద్యమానః అప్రతిపద్యమానః బీయింగ్ టాట్ ఫస్ట్ టైం సెకండ్ టైం థర్డ్ టైం ఆల్సో అప్రతిపద్యమానః వితౌట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ చతుర్థే పర్యాయే ఫోర్త్ టైమ్ వెన్ హీ కేమ్ బ్యాక్ ఫోర్త్ టైమ్ వెన్ హీ ఫోర్త్ హీ కేమ్ బ్యాక్ వాట్ వాస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ సేమ్ ఇంద్ర కేమ్ బ్యాక్ బట్ విత్ ద బెటర్ మైండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ స్వభావ దోష క్షయం అపేక్ష్య స్వభావ దోష క్షయం అపేక్ష్య హ్యావింగ్ freed himself from the natural defects of mind, etc., in terms of mental unsteadiness, mental impurities. So, there are the defects, natural defects. That's why we don't need to worry. Bhagavan Shastram, Bhagavan does not find fault with us. Shastram does not find fault with us because these problems are natural. Defects are natural. Limitations are natural. So, swabhava dosha kshaya, dosha kshayam apekshya. So, having got his natural impurity, defects in terms of mental impurities, mental steadiness, unsteadiness, etc. Chaturthe pariyaye, when he came fourth time, ప్రథమోక్తమేవ బ్రహ్మ ప్రతిపన్నవాన్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ వాస్ అన్ఫోల్డెడ్ ఫస్ట్ టైం హీ కేమ్ ఫోర్ టైమ్స్ నౌ వాట్ ఇస్ ద రీజన్ సీ ద స్టోరీ ఇస్ నాట్ స్టోరీ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ హియర్ జస్ట్ టు మేక్ అస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ద టీచర్ ఇస్ టీచింగ్ It's possible for the student to understand if he is mentally prepared with all natural defects of the mind, etc. Mental impurities, mental unsteadiness, restlessness, distractions. A person comes, then understanding will not happen. That's the idea here. So he says, Swabhava dosha kshayam apekshya Chaturthe pariyaye Prathamok ్రహ్మ ప్రతిపన్నవాన్ హీ అండర్స్ట్ ప్రతిపన్నవాన్ ప్రతిపద్యతే అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ప్రతిపన్నవాన్ అండర్స్టూడ్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ that absolute reality, Brahman, which was actually explained, taught in the first visit itself, first time. Prathamoktameva Brahma Pratipannavan. So what does this Shankara Bhagavatpada tell this story for? To make us understand how all the students are not of equal level mentally because of they're all good students because of the mental impurities, because of the lack of preparedness, mental preparedness for receiving the teaching. So understanding also is in keeping with that mental preparedness. So he says, Lokepi Ekasmat Guroho Shunvatam. In this world also, it is very obvious. What is that? Lokepi Ekasmat Guroho Shunvatam. People who are listening from the same, one and the same teacher. The many students who are listening to the same teacher. Ekasmat Guroho Shunvatam. Of all the students, Shunvatam, of all the students who are listening to, learning from one and the same teacher, of them, Kaschid Yathavat Patipadyate. Some one student understands exactly as taught by the teacher. Kaschid Ayathavat. Some other student understands, ayathavat. Yathavat means exactly as the teacher teaches. Ayathavat means not exactly as the teacher teaches. Kaschit viparitam. So you understand something differently. And kaschit viparitam. So one has right understanding, one has wrong understanding, one has misunderstanding, viparitam kaschit. Kaschit na pratipadyate. There is a student, okay, who doesn't understand at all anything. So this is how Acharya talks about it. Students of four types, who has right understanding, wrong understanding, misunderstanding and non-understanding. Students of four categories. And he says, these students are, and the difference is in their mental preparedness. Having said that, he says, Kimu Vaktavyam Atindriyam Atmatattvam. What can we say? Kimuvaktavyam, what should be said of this ultimate truth, the Atma, absolute reality Atma? Kimu vaktavyam. It's an explanation, it's an exclamation. The teacher expresses. Kimu vaktavyam, what should be said of the Atma tattvam? The ultimate truth, the Atma. Why? Atindriyam. What should be said about the absolute reality, the Atma, Brahman, which is beyond all the senses? Atindriyam. When you say beyond all the senses, it implies beyond all the senses, including our mind also. Okay? Manaha is also indriyam. You know that. Antarindriyam manaha. Bahyendriyani sense organs. So, atindriyam means what should be talked about? The Atma, the absolute reality, which is beyond all the indriyani, all the senses. Because we understood already. Reality is formless, abstract, subtlest, and is distinct from the sense powers, all the powers and the mind. Therefore, it is not easy to understand. अत्र हि विप्रतिपन्नाः सदसद् वादिनः तार्किकाः सर्वे. भगवत्पादा ब्रिंग्स दिस मेंशन्स दिस बिकॉज टू से दि फैलसीज इन द थिंकिंग ऑफ अदर फिलोसफर्स. तार्किकाः सर्वे, देयर आर ऑल दोज फिलोसफर्स हु आर लॉजिशियंस. सर्वे तार्किकाः, ऑल फिलोसफर्स आर लॉजिशियंस मीन्स सो न्याय वैशेषिक फिलोसफर्स, सांख्य योग फिलोसफर्स. सांख्याः द फिलोसफर्स ऑफ सांख्या सिस्टम, फिलोसफर्स ऑफ योगा सिस्टम एंड द थिंकर्स ऑफ न्याय वैशेषिक सिस्टम्स, ऑल दीज फिलोसफर्स, द फोर यू नो पीपल ऑफ फोर सिस्टम्स ऑफ फिलोसफी, सांख्य योग न्याय वैशेषिक, they are all dependent mainly on logic. They do not Veda Shastram as the primary means of knowledge. They take Tarka, they take reasoning, they take logic as their primary means of knowledge. Sarve Tarkikah, they're Sad Asad Vadinah. All logicians, Had Asad Vadinah. So Sadvadinah, Asadvadinah. So yoga, sankhya, philosophers, the philosophers of yoga, sankhya systems are known as sadvadinaha. Sadvadinaha are the people who have their own theory of existence. Okay, sadvadinaha. They are philosophers of sankhya yoga systems are sadvadinaha. And the philosophers of Nyaya Vaiseshika systems are Asadvadinaha. They hold on to the theory of non-existence. So Asadvadinaha. So Sadvadinaha, Asadvadinaha. So Nyaya Vaiseshika, philosophers of Nyaya Vaiseshika system, Nyaya Vaiseshika systems hold on to the theory of non-existence. Okay. So they're all logicians, tarkikaha. Whether they say Brahma asti, Brahma nasti, whether they hold on to theory of existence or non-existence, they differ. But still, for them, logic, tarkaha is the primary means. And all of them, so Bhagavatpada, that's what Bhagavatpada wanted to say here. Why? What prevents them from understanding, in spite of being highly intelligent also, rejecting the Veda Pramanam makes them have wrong understanding. So, atrahi vipratipannaha, people of different understanding, okay, wrong understanding, or vipratipannaha, sadasadvadinaha, tarkikaha sarve, tasmat therefore viditam brahma iti sunischitoktamapi. Viditam brahma iti sunischitoktamapi visham pratipatitvat. Therefore the teacher says the Brahman which has been taught has been understood very well. Iti vishama pratipattitvat. It's a possibility of having wrong understanding. Therefore, he says, yadi manyase, that is why the teacher says, if you think you know Brahman very well, then what you know is very little. You know only of inferior Brahman, or you know only of very little of Brahman. You do not know actually Brahman. Iti nityadi sashankam vachanam acharyasya vachanam yuktameva. Therefore, sashankam vachanam, acharyas doubtful this expression is appropriate. Acharyasya ashankam vachanam yuktameva. It is not wrong on the part of the teacher to be doubtful of the student's understanding. It is appropriate of the teacher to be doubtful and to express his, you know, doubt. If you think you know Brahman, definitely you do not know Brahman. No. Daharam. What's the meaning of the word daharam? Alpameva. Api. Noonam tvam vetha. Daharam means what? Alpam. You know very little you can take. Otherwise, it's a sagunam brahma, inferior. Alpameva api. Noonam. Definitely, if you think you know Brahman, definitely your understanding of Brahman is not correct. Daharam alpameva. You know very little of Brahman. Tvam vetha. Daharam alpameva. Daharameva tvam vetha means alpameva tvam vetha. You know very little of that Brahman. Vetha means what? Janishe. He gives Atmanepadam. Janite, isn't it? So, janishe. Veta is simpler verb. Okay, in fact. Veta, janishe, you know. What? Brahmanaha rupam. You know very little of the form of Brahman. The nature of Brahman. See, polite way of saying you do not know. Okay? I think you know very little of Brahman. You do not know. Okay. This is the first part of Bhashyam. Now, Purapakshi comes with a doubt. Kim anekani brahmanaha rupani mahanti arbhakani cha yena aha daharameva ityadi. Kim anekani brahmanaha rupani mahanti arbhakani cha. What? Are there many forms of Brahman? What? Are there many forms of Brahman? Anekani brahmanaha rupani mahanti rupani. Mahanti means mahadrupam, singular. Mahadrupam, big form. Mahanti rupani, big forms. Arbhakani. See, arbhakaha means child, okay? But arbhakani means small. Mahanti rupani, big forms. Arbhakani rupani, small forms. Brahmanaha anekani rupani. Are there many forms of Brahmans? Big forms and small forms? Yena aha daharameva ityadi. Because of which alone you said daharam eva, little of Brahman. Because the teacher said, you know, if you think you know Brahman, then you definitely you know very little of Brahman. Very little form of Brahman. That means, are there many forms of Brahman, big ones and small ones? The question. And Acharya says, Badham. Badham. Yes. Badham is an expression of acceptance. Yes. Badham. Anekanihi. Anekanihi. Nama rupa upadhi kritani brahmanaha rupani naswataha. Beautiful. Swataha brahmanaha rupam nasti. Brahman by itself, the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman by itself does not have any form. But, yes, Brahman has many forms. Because of the upadhis. Nama rupa upadhi kritani rupani. there are many forms of formless Brahman. Caused by what? The upadis in the form of names, forms of the names. Nama Rupa Upadhi Kritani Brahmanaha Rupani. So Brahman has no form of its own. Na Swataha. Swataha na Rupam. Brahman by itself does not have any form. But because of the association with the upadis, countless number of upadis in terms of forms and names, Brahman has many forms. And what is Brahman by itself? Swatastu, Swatahatu, beautiful mantra. You all know very well. You already learnt it. Ashabdamasparshamarupamavyayam Tatharasam nityamagandhavachayate. Remember this mantra? This mantra is very popular mantra. Comes in, you come across in Mundakopanishad, Kathopanishad, Nrisimhottaropanishad, Muktikopanishad. Even minor Upanishads which Shankaracharya did not even know, write commentary on. But he quotes mantras from those Upanishads. So he was Shruti Smriti Puranana Malaya, you know, was a board of everything. So he can quote from any number of Upanishads. And he knows the one mantra which comes in many Upanishads. See, Swataha, Brahman indeed by itself is what? Ashabdam, free from the attribute of sound. Asparsham, it is not an object of touch. Object, because it is free from touch. Arupam, it is formless. Avyayam, changeless. Tatha arasam, it is tasteless. Nityam, timeless. Agandhavat, it is smell free from smell. So Brahman does not have any of the attributes such as sound, touch, form, taste, smell, etc. Therefore Brahman is not an object available for sense perception. Then changeless, timeless. Okay. Ashabdamasparshamarupamavyayam tatha arasam nityam agandhavat. Gandhavat is prithivi. Gandhavati prithivi. Whereas Atma is what? Brahman is what? Agandhavat. Brahman is free from smell. Swataha. It means absolutely formless. Attributeless, because formless. So, Kathopanishad, Nrisimhottaropanishad, Muktikopanishad. In all these Upanishads, this one mantra comes. Iti shabdadibihi saha rupani patishidhyante. Iti shabdadibihi, with the words such as these. Ityadibihi, sorry, shabdadibihi. Ityadi shabdadibihi. A shabdadibihi means what? With the words such as these, forms are prohibited. Rupani patishidyante. Forms are rejected, prohibited. Which means what? Brahman is absolutely formless. And these are the words which reveal Brahman, Swarupam, being formless and attributeless. This is the answer. Understand? Because the teacher said, Dharameva from Veta, you know very little of Brahman. Then he thought, okay, there's a little form of Brahman, something. So he asked the question, Purupaksha asked the question, whether many Brahmans with big forms and small forms of Brahman. Yes, with upadis, Brahman has countless number of forms. Without upadis, by itself, is absolutely formless. And these are the words of the mantra from these different Upanishads. They state Brahman is absolutely formless. Swataha na rupam nasti. So we'll continue tomorrow. It's okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.